Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks for the text messages and good morning to you. Hopefully you're having a great day. Great morning to you, except for the two Greenville County men charged in human trafficking. I hope you have a terrible day and rest of your life. But other than that, everyone else, I hope you are having a great morning. And I'm looking at some of the text messages. One said, for those of us preparing for work, thank you for filling in today. Thank you very much. It is one of those times where a lot of radio stations kind of go on automation mode. I don't want to say a lot of the music stations, but a lot of times, yeah, there's not people that normally come in and fill in on a music morning show. So like if you listen to a music station and you got the big show, it's Wacky Jack in the morning or whatever. And once Wacky Jack needs to take a break every once in a while, he's got vacation time too. There's not like a substitute wacky dude they bring in, right? So they normally do a best of. So they'll prepare the show and they'll put the best of, things like that. Well, luckily on talk radio, when things are so timely, it's tough to put best ofs together too far in advance because it could be very untimely by the time you air it. So luckily stations like this, they say, hey, guy that we like, Ryan Recker, can you fill in for Tara? And I say, absolutely, it would be my pleasure. So I'm glad that we get to be live with you here this morning. And poor Wacky Jack gets to sleep in. Another text message, Afghan enforces Sharia law, so yes, we can hold Afghans responsible. One person said, wearing a face diaper to protect yourself from COVID virus is like using a chain link fence to protect yourself from mosquitoes. I got in so much trouble from some listeners. So when I was doing a late night show in St. Louis, I would talk to pulmonologists. Is it a pulmonologist? So they would talk about exactly this. They would say the type of things that you're protecting yourself with, if it's not an N95 or higher mask, it's traveling right through it. It is basically you have a volleyball net and you're trying to stop golf balls with it. And you're like, it's not going to happen. You're stopping so few of them only by luck. So what you're actually saying is you're giving yourself a false sense of protection. And same thing, you remember how stupid it was when they would say, okay, you can go out and eat at the restaurant, but when you're eating, you can take the mask off, but when you're not eating, you have to put the mask back on to talk to your friends. So you can get off to take a sip of coffee, and then you got to put it back on. And you have a restaurant of people taking it on and off. Some of them have it on while their mouths are open. It was so stupid. You're like, are you kidding me? It was like back when restaurants had a smoking and non-smoking section. And sure, if you sat in a non-smoking section by a smoking section, it didn't matter that much now, did it? If the guy on the other side of the little piece of curtain it was like a fabric curtain was separating you, it didn't matter. And that's the same thing that we saw with the virus. I think people understand that now. Maybe some things that people will start understanding here in the future, I'm hoping. So here's what Frank Lutz, he's on CNN now, and he was talking about polling and the way people look at immigration in a modern time. And I want you to think to yourself, when it comes to immigration, what are you for and what are you against? And I think very simply, if you talk to most Republicans and people that would vote for Donald Trump, even you would say, if you do it in an orderly fashion, and I think this has been our basic standpoint for as long as I can remember, the last couple of decades. If you go through the legal means, then we are for that. If you go through the illegal means, we are not for that. Now, if you talk to someone on the left, it's a different story, which is, oh, you have to sympathize with the plight of the person, and you have to understand they left everything behind, and they're a war-torn country, and they're fleeing persecution, so they have to come here by any means, and then they'll just live the rest of their life without telling anyone they came here, or even attempting to go through the legal means. Or if they are caught, they understood, based on the relaxed administrations of the past, is that if you were here, then they'll give you a court date a decade in the future. And if you don't show up, they're so overwhelmed that they don't notice or care to try to follow up. So you may have this order to be deported, but you're going to be able to live the rest of your life because the odds of them picking you up have been low up until now, when Donald Trump is saying, we're not doing this anymore. We have to fix this. So I feel like most people agree that if you are here, you should be here through the legal means. And if you are going through the process, to do so through the legal means.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Then we are on the same side. Here's what the people think. This is what CNN polled. Let's see.
And, you know, generally speaking, since taking office in January, President Trump has enacted pretty sweeping changes to U.S. refugee policy and foreign assistance. He campaigned largely on doing those types of measures as well. Just in the polling you've done and the folks you've spoken to, have people generally been supportive? Not so much the border is one thing, but sort of the pulling back of, again, some of these refugee programs and foreign assistance.
We're split.
Yeah.
We want wide gates and tall fences. We want people to come here legally. We're still pro-immigrant, but we're pro-legal immigrant, not illegal immigrant. And so the public would say, do whatever you have to do to keep people who are committing crimes out of the country. But for those who want to come here for the right reasons and have the right commitment, they would say yes.
I think so. I think when you talk about some of these specialized fields, especially tech industry, that's a big one. There's a lot of people here in the United States that have the ability to do those jobs, but still the tech company was growing. A lot of these tech industries were expanding at such a rate where they couldn't keep up. And you saw this too in a lot of different states. You have big companies, tech-based, that said, we need to find people who are trained in the workforce before we build a giant facility here. So they'll look at, okay, what's the college rate of people taking these classes? Are they going to stay in the state if we offer the job? Do we have enough to fill and keep it fulfilled in the future? And a lot of times, these tech companies found themselves, the only way we can do this is if we stay inside of the largest metropolitan cities, because that is the only chance we'll have. And their other option is, we're going to go find someone from India or something like that. And we'll bring them in on the special visa. They'll work on this tech visa. And then when it's over, then who knows what they do? Maybe they go back. Maybe they stay. But here's what Donald Trump said. No, we're not doing this. What you've said was, we don't have enough good people here in the United States to handle it. He's like, I'm calling baloney on that. I'm calling shenanigans on that. What you're doing is you're saying, we're going to bring in people that we can pay for less. And since we can do that, we're going to put the emphasis on the less. And now you're leaving out people that are qualified here, because there's a lot of people with college education that could do these jobs. So Donald Trump said, baloney. And now he's starting to reverse the course on all of this. I get where there are people coming from areas that are war-torn and they are being persecuted, but you have to have some sort of standard in which you admit them in order to make sure they're not coming in here and taking advantage of our generosity. They're using that as a strategy, almost a Trojan horse, to get in. We can't have that. Some of the text messages, thank you for this, and I feel bad because I wanted to keep talking about this, but we do have a guest coming in the next segment, and it's totally unpolitical related. I wanted to talk to an author that put out a book called Expensive Basketball. I was intrigued by the name of it to begin with, Expensive Basketball, rather. And Shea Serrano is a sports writer. He's a fan. He is a really good sports writer, and he primarily loves basketball. So we're going to talk to him about that. I thought we would take a little side trip on a post-Thanksgiving morning to do something other than politics. And if you like basketball of the past and you're like, yes, bring me the Jordans of the world and less of the LeBrons, you're going to enjoy this conversation. Shea Serrano joins us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach the show, same ways you can do it. Feel free to text 800-905-0989 and message me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. You're listening to WORD.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.